Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, greetings and salutations all. Definitely welcome back to the Practical Spirits Podcast, brought to you by Seek to Teach. Definitely, we're glad that we were able to pick things back up at the end of last year, closer to the end of last year. We're definitely going to try to keep moving along with timely episodes. So we have this scheduled today, and we'll be coming back on Friday to further elaborate. I'm bringing my co-host on now. It looks like there's been some changes in the Blog Talk format, so it has to be done in advance, it looks like. So they've given us 15 minutes on this one. I'd like to make sure I'm co-host you there, Rob.
Yes, I'm here. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Yeah, well, I'm a little bit on the just getting over this bug I had, this little bug, but I'm doing good right now.
Okay. Yeah, I know that. I know that feeling, but yeah, that's good to know. Yeah, so as I was saying in the introduction, there's definitely been some changes to the Blog Talk format. I'll have to take a look and see what we need to do to get it going, because of the time I planned on doing it at 1:45, but it's not allowing certain changes, and it only allowed me to go live at this point. So yeah, we'll get that cleaned up for Friday. But I think this episode, I think we wanted to start off with some discussion on New Year's resolutions. Is that what we're going today?
I believe we want to just dive into about how this thing about making New Year's resolutions, and
right.
Especially from a Christian standpoint, and you know, what's the good and the not so good about even making a New Year's resolution as it relates to being a Christian, and also how it entails us as God as far as obeying His commands on the daily without even the resolution.
Right.
So kind of wanted to get in there and kind of dig around in there just to see what the Lord has to say through His word, of course. And just for us just to kind of dive into that as it relates to His word and what He says about what we put, quote-unquote, resolution as far as a Christian standpoint, that this should be something that we walk in every day. I understand, you know, what the world says. Okay, this year I'm going to do this more. You know, that year I'm going to do that. This year, you know, this the new me, you know. I heard all of them. I'm pretty sure you have heard all of them. You know, this year I'm going to make sure I pay more attention to this. I'm going to pay more attention to that. And for the Christian, I believe that even such things as that, to a degree, shouldn't be named a monthly, because as Christians, we ought to strive every day to make a difference in one's life, first our own, for the better, and make an impact even on the world as they look at us and view us from the outside. So I kind of want to go in there as far as scripture for today and Friday, just to stay in that vein, as you will.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that definitely makes sense. And yeah, this is definitely the time that, you know, you see a lot of resolutions. And personally, I can't say that I've ever made one, but kind of following that same format, I've done things similar to that, because I think that a lot of times, whether we're out in the world or whether we're saved or not, sometimes we'll look at it kind of as a cop out, and we'll say, well, you know what? Today is my last day doing thus and so, and, you know, as of tomorrow, I'm going to change. You know, we put things back, because I do know that we take it for granted that we're going to be here and the next day, or be here in a year or so. So we, you know, sometimes we want to get things right, but we want to do it on our time, so we'll procrastinate with that thing. And the dangerous part about that, I was just thinking about it, I think yesterday when I woke up, is that we look at it like your body's on a natural timer, but I just think about waking up and, you know, you opening your eyes. I think that first time you open your eyes, it's really involuntary. Like, you don't say, okay, I'm going to wake up. Like, you don't consciously say that. Like, okay, I'm just going to wake up. And you might have an alarm that wakes you up at a certain time, or whatever it is that wakes you up is an involuntary thing. We can close our eyes at any time of the day and open them back up. But that's one time when it's really involuntary. So we take certain things for granted. And I say we because I know I have as well. Like, all right, well, this will be the last week or next week, you know, putting things off. You know, they say, well, I'll put off tomorrow what you can do today. And, you know, you said we're going to scripture as well. And the scripture that stands out to me is, I believe it's Colossians, it's, you know, Ephesians, actually. Ephesians 5:16, when Paul is saying walk circumspectly. He talks about letting your speech be seasoned with salt. And also he says, you know, he says that we are to redeem the time because the days are evil. And, you know, so we can't put God on the timetable because God is the creator of time. Time doesn't affect the eternal at all. They're not impacted by time, you know, as far as when it comes to spirits. I mean, we are spiritual beings as well. So, you know, being that this is all temporal, it's kind of tough to do, but, you know, we don't focus so much on what's going on around us to the point that what's going on around us puts us in a place that, okay, well, we have to, I'm going to do this differently, or I'm going to change this and make this resolution that I probably won't keep for more than a month or so. So those are kind of some of my thoughts on that.
Right, right. I agree totally with you. I was just thinking one thing was the most popular thing a lot of times, I think, is when it comes to, like, eating, like, even me, myself. Not as far as a resolution, but there had came a time that I said that I'm going to start eating better. I'm going to make it, the saying is, I'm going to make it my duty to eat better, eat right, eat the right food. And even now, I have... I don't consider it a resolution, but I committed myself to changing my appetite drastically as it relates to meat and food. Now, for me, there was a certain meat that I haven't ate in 4 or 5 years, beef, or, and I won't get into specifics, but I've come to a conclusion that not as a resolution, but I just wanted to make some changes. And it's for the better to take away a certain food totally away, you know, for a long while. And so, and it's for the better. And going into resolution, a lot of times, if we be real, when we make them at the beginning, unless it's something that really can threaten your life, you know, as it relates to food or something like that, you say, I'm going to make my resolution. I ain't going to eat. I'm going to stay away from, just say sugar. I'm going to stay away from this. Now, many of those are kept, but I don't look at those as resolutions, you know. A lot of times, resolution, you know, you hear a lot of things to the nature of, this year I'm not going to take no static, you know. I'm not going to take no, you know, no mess. I'm not going to take this, I'm not going to take that, and I think those really are resolutions. That's why you don't keep them long, you know what I'm saying? You don't keep them because they're really something that really deals with personality, you know, and that's why I think that we're, especially as Christians, we really need to go into the Word of God, and it's not a resolution, but there are specific commands that God expects us to keep. We don't need a resolution. That's why I really want to get into scriptures on Friday that deals with that as it relates to being obedience and us maintaining our obedience to God. And so I'll stop there for now.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that definitely makes sense. And whatever you purpose in your heart, there's definitely nothing wrong with coming up with a resolution. But my only thing is, I don't really understand it fully. where it comes from, because my thing is, okay, well, is it say new year, new me, and 2020 vision, and I mean, it's a catchphrase for every year. And now, granted, I think that these things can have value or have worth to it, but if you're just saying it just because, you know, you heard someone else say it or you're coming up with something, it doesn't last that long. And my thing is about when we're looking at doing a resolution or we're looking to do something different, then what we're saying is that it's not beneficial for us. Whatever the things we have to change is not beneficial for our body or spirit or mind. So we're making those changes. So my thing is, like, let's say if I want to lose weight, well, I say, okay, well, you know what? Come top of February, I'm going to get started. I'm going to buckle down. As opposed to, you know what? I ate bad today. I ate bad yesterday. But I'm going to change that. What I'm doing for the rest of the day, I'm going to change that because I want to change this moving forward. So it's just to say that really there's nothing significant about it being another year that gives you this added discipline that you didn't have before. What happens is that's just kind of our tendency to put things off and just be idle and make excuses for ourselves. So really, I don't think it has to be a thing. We, you know, that, okay, because it's the new year. But if that's something that motivates you, hey, whatever motivates you, fine. I'm just saying, as far as from my perspective, I don't really get it. That's why I've never really made them. But I'm not, you know, condemning anybody for making them. It's just that, you know, to think about it, so if you have the opportunity, we don't know what tomorrow holds. And I don't want to leave here with something about me that should have changed, that could have benefited others, that they didn't see that I was either trying to make the change or I had made that change, because it's something that can be beneficial to other people as well. So that's kind of
you know, that's kind of the mindset I have about that.
Right.
And you know the saying of why put off tomorrow what you could do with today. I think that is a good and effective and a true statement, even as it relates to a resolution. You say, okay, like you said, okay, February, tighten up, I'm going to do this. January, I'm going to tighten up, I'm going to do this. You know, this, and us as Christians, especially us who have the Holy Spirit, you know, really there's a resolution, if you want to call it, for us renewed every day. Because if we truly obey Him, you see what I'm saying? We don't have to put off for tomorrow what we can do today, because this should be a part of, especially the Christian, everyday life. You know what I'm saying? To be better,
right.
to make a change, or to be better, you know, daily. Like you said, daily. If I know I need to stop eating a certain food, why I got to target a date? Because just like you said, tomorrow's not promised to me. So why would I target a date? Even me, myself, even now, I targeted a date for not eating a particular food no more, you know. So even me, why do I have to wait for that day? When I know, okay, now this might not be detrimental to my health, it's something that I'm choosing to do. But still, if I know that it's going to make my body better and make me feel a lot better and comfortable in my body, why do I got to wait to target a certain date? Because who knows? You might not never make, like you said, you might not never make it to the day. You know, if you know it's something that needs to be done, you know, do it now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do it now. Yeah. That's a resolution. We should have a resolution every day, really, when we wake up. To, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I wanted to
do this.
Go ahead.
Okay. And it is. It's definitely, you know, something we definitely open back up. We come in on Friday.
Right.
We have about a 30-second hard stop. So with that, I just wanted to close this out in a prayer. And my prayer today, Father, I'm asking for forgiveness for our sins that we're unknowledgeable of and those that we don't know, and let someone hear the words, turn their life around, get closer to you, or get saved. These are all things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.